From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Gospel program. We will continue our study of the death and the resurrection of Lazarus, as it is recorded in John chapter 11. Do have your Bible open and ready at that portion. The new edition of our radio magazine is now available free to our listeners. There is an emphasis upon the prophet Isaiah and his wonderful book in this issue. There are 5 articles dealing with the man and his message and the times in which he lived and, above all, the Christ he preached. Please contact me requesting your free copy of the magazine. Now here is our hymn for this morning. O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. It's sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. It will be followed by our Bible study in John chapter 11.
O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. I rest my weary soul in Thee. I give Thee back the life I owe. That in Thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be.
Come to the second part of our study of the sickness, death, and resurrection of Lazarus. John chapter 11 and the verses 1 to 46 are the focus of our attention. When the Savior used the term sleep of the death of Lazarus, his disciples misunderstood what he meant. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Verse 12. The Savior very quickly put them right. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. John chapter 11, the verses 13 to 14. First of all, please consider how what we call tragedies serve the cause of God. The words of Christ in verse 15 will appear very strange indeed to some. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Christ was glad that he was not with Lazarus when he was sick, for the death of Lazarus was going to greatly serve the cause of Christ. The Savior was going to use the death of their friend to work something that would strengthen the disciples' faith. It must be said that had the Savior been near to hand when Lazarus had died, and then raised him from the dead, it would most likely have been said that Lazarus had only gone unconscious and was not really dead. As it was, being some distance from Bethany, it was 4 days after his death when the Savior arrived. Lazarus was buried by that time. Thus there could be no questioning of the reality of the death of Lazarus. How wrong would it have been to have judged Christ's love for Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha on the basis that Lazarus was permitted to die? A most inaccurate conclusion would have been drawn, for the death of Lazarus led on to an even greater display of love and power than would his being raised by the Savior from a sick bed have been. Please note also that there is a reminder of the growing danger the Savior and his disciples faced from his enemies in the words of Thomas in verse 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. These words, filled with pessimism and gloom, show us just why Thomas came to earn the title Doubting Thomas. Yet it must be said that Thomas was delivered from his doubts and gloominess to be the bearer of the glad tidings of great joy to the land of India, and his name is still linked to the cause of Christ in that land. Nevertheless, the words of Thomas indicate that Christ and his disciples were surrounded by enemies who were looking to do them harm. The second thing I want us to consider is the mixture of faith and doubt there is to be found in the heart of the truest believer. Both Mary and Martha were godly women, yet both greeted the Lord with words that signaled the presence of doubt in their hearts. Consider the first words spoken by both women when they greeted the Savior. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Verse 21. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Verse 32. Both of these women linked the death of their brother to the absence of the Savior. Both seemed unable to realize just then that the Savior could have prevented the death of Lazarus by a word without ever coming to their home in Bethany. How our faith and knowledge of Christ needs to constantly grow and increase. Martha had great faith. That is obvious from her words in verses 22, 24, and 27. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She saith unto him, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Yet alongside these words of great faith, there dwelt unbelief. Christians do not claim sinless perfection. They know, and such passages as this before us remind us, that there remains within every child of God an old nature which fights against truth and holiness. Yes, Those that are born again become new creatures, but the old nature remains and injects its doubts and unbelief into our words and actions. It must be fought and resisted every day. As Paul says in Romans chapter 8 and the verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Though it is resisted, the flesh may still intrude, as it does here, into the words of these two godly women. They are renewed, saved, and converted, but yet sinners, and remained so until they died. We must note finally the Saviour's declaration of who he is. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? John 11, verses 25 to 26. There is no resurrection from death, but through Christ. The everlasting life that is to be found in Christ is obtained only by faith. Those who have believed in Christ, the word means to be persuaded of and to place your complete confidence in, shall never die. What a statement this is from the lips of the Lord Jesus. I close with his question to Martha after he had made this statement. Believest thou this? Upon your answer to that question depends your soul's eternal salvation. The words of this old hymn set the matter before us very plainly. Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken, what meaneth the sudden call? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Tell me, do you believe the gospel today? Do you trust in Christ alone for salvation? Are you resting in faith in Christ and his death for sinners at the cross today? If you're not, please come and yield yourself to him. Do join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.